This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go on bites.
You know, some things you don't want to mess up. So now I see Johnny Lowe is here, and I'm not going to do anything else except get Johnny Lowe on the radio, because you never know, they might grab him by the scruff of his neck and drag him off to a meeting or something. And near onsoek Johnny Lowe, no. Johnny, hoe gaan het ou maat? Is die Vrystaat, is it being kind to you?
God is in control. Hey. We are on a roll. 1, 2, 3. The brothers is saying, yay.
We missed you. We missed you, Johnny. We're glad you're back.
Hey, my friend. Sometimes it's not my fault, but last week was my fault. So, I'm not going to lie to you, but you must give me my warning, my official radio warning.
No, man, doesn't work like that.
My brother, no, I'm here. it's coming, and we're on a roll, my brother. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Johnny. I'm excited because as we go into this new year and as we go in now towards the February already, we want to just make sure we got it together, because the enthusiasm from the beginning of January starts to wane. The motivation and the rah, rah, rah starts to disappear a little bit. Now it comes down to the things that we're prepared to do well every day. And I know you're sitting with a group of people there as well that you're motivating and inspiring. So now we're ready just for the tools to take us further into the rest of the year.
Okay, my brother, I'm going to tell you a story.
Yeah.
Right? And something that I heard. You see, one of the things that God says to us, never be too old to learn from me, right? The word of God says in Matthew 11:28, it says, come to me, all those who are weary and heavily burdened, and learn from me, because I am lowly and I have got a soft spirit and I am meek, right? And that is something that we've got to hold on to. We must learn from a humble and a soft spirit. And that is what Jesus has brought to us. But there's something that Jesus said. And last Sunday, I was sitting in a church in Brandfort. Sometimes I just go to the churches locally and go and sit there and listen to what the pastor says and open my heart so that I can learn. And I learned something. And the pastor was speaking about Jesus that says, we are the salt of the earth. Mm. Now, we know that salt preserves, it heals, it gives us minerals. Salt gives taste to everything. And salt is in the old days, salt was the money that people paid with. Not gold, but salt. That's where the saying comes from, that you are worth your salt.
Mm.
So salt is a major thing in our diet. But in the Free State, when it gets to winter, the grass loses its power and its feeding value.
Yes.
Then they eat the grass, but the grass just fills their belly, but it doesn't feed their bodies. So what happens is that the farmers will put out a big block of salt called lek, right?
Yeah.
And then the animals will go there and lek on it, and they will lick it, and they will get the minerals in there, right, into their bodies. But then it makes them thirsty, and they go to the water, and they drink the water. What happens with the water and the salt in their body is that the water then uses these minerals, and it washes the kidneys and the liver and everything. It washes your blood and everything, right?
Mm.
So when Jesus said, we are the salt of the earth, it means that people will taste us. People will come into our vicinity, and they will take of the minerals that of God has given us. And that means if Jesus says you are the salt of the earth, you must make sure that you are true salt. So that when people lick at you, they must go to the water, and that is Jesus, the living water, and drink from him. People mustn't come to Jesus and then follow Johnny Lowe. People must come to Johnny Lowe, taste the salt, and go to Jesus. Do you understand, my brother?
Yes.
That is the flow. And when this year started, I said, Jesus, let me be the salt that you are talking about. please, Lord, I don't want to be that salt that has got no taste that you throw out, okay? I want to be the salt that gives minerals to the animals and the world, yes, and the people that comes into my vicinity. That's the first thing. The second thing is in Matthew 4:19, Jesus says to four fishermen, he says to them, come, come. There's a word for this year that says, come. Mm. Come, come in. Come, be part. Belong here. Come in. And Jesus says, he says, come, I will make you fishers of men. With an exclamation mark at the end. Then the focus must be on this word. I will make you fishers of men. When last did you catch a fish? My brother, we're on the radio.
Yeah.
But we cast our rods. We throw out the pup for the barbers, but we never reel it in. We don't catch the fishes for the kingdom of God. And that is my inspiring for this year. If you are a Christian and you say that you are a Christian, if you are a believer and you say you are a believer, if you follow Jesus, then you are a fisher of men. You are the salt of the earth, and you are called to action in 2026. The year is a virgin. It's lying in front of us, and we have to enter. We have to go in, and we have to, my brother, go into the body, and we've got to become part of that body. People are tired because they're standing outside and they don't know they can come in. Right? We've got to invite them in. We've got to be the taste of the kingdom of God. And that is my reminder and my inspiration for this year. Don't go out and talk a lot about the Bible, but don't fish. Every day when I'm here, I ask, who is there that wants to come into the kingdom of God? Fishes into the kingdom of God. And because Jesus says, my business is souls. My business is to have my people one with me, right? Mm. Under one umbrella, one heart, one God, one Lerato, right? One love. And that is our mission. So what is your mission? And fill your basket with the fishes for Jesus. And that is my story for today, my brother.
We love that. Johnny, thank you. No, say Andy for Fisfang, but I also am more aware of the fact that I need to make a difference. And it takes all of us. We can't just leave it up. Don't worry, Johnny Lowe will do it. And the rest of us are going to just do our job. This is something that every one of us must do.
Or the church will do it.
Yeah, or the church will do it. We need to do it. This is our responsibility. We are the body of Christ. Not just Johnny is the body of Christ and some other people who get themselves stuck into these things. So the responsibility is in all of us. Thanks for the reminder. We love a good story, Johnny. You've nailed it today. And thank you that we could hang out. And I know you're inspiring the people sitting in the room there listening with you. So well done to you for that.
Bless you, my brother. I'm flying down on Friday to Cape Town.
Nice.
I'm going to Worcester Christen Gemeente in Worcester.
Yeah.
This weekend I was invited there for a men's camp and then the Sunday service. And on Monday I'm flying back to the Free State, but then hopping in my car, driving all the way to the R. And next week, I'm speaking to you and our listeners from Daar.
Look forward to it. And Woosterse mense is most nice mense. So you're going to have fun this weekend, I can tell you.
My brother, I'm going to walk tall, right? And just pray for me and pray for the mission.
Yes.
And pray for these beautiful faces that is sitting in front of me. It's my brother's. It's my community. It's my people from the Free State. Okay.
Thanks, Johnny. Be well. Till next time.
Okay, my brother. I love you. Bye.
Bye, Johnny Lowe.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.